Two takes on the future of healthcare today. One expected from President Trump, another from that huge employer, Walmart. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. President Trump heads to Florida today, where, in among expressions of presidential concern about the impeachment investigation, he's also expected to announce a new executive order on health care. The president's visit to a retirement community for this comes as Democratic presidential candidates are taking in different ways and talking about different ways about exploring the government's role in health care. Marketplace's Ben Bradford has more on what is seen as a White House response.
Democrats are debating how far the U.S. should transition from a private health insurance system to publicly funded. But Harvard health policy and politics professor Robert Blendon says structural reform isn't what concerns most voters.
It's that their drug costs, their hospital charges, their unexpected bills are really causing a financial problem.
So Blendon expects President Trump to focus on drug price proposals, such as allowing imports from nations where drugs are cheaper. Joe Antos at the Conservative American Enterprise Institute doesn't think the president will introduce a comprehensive health care plan.
Don't expect clear policy. I don't expect details.
Trump will likely attack Medicare for All proposals, which could eliminate private plans called Medicare Advantage. Tricia Newman at the Kaiser Family Foundation says those are growing in popularity.
A third of all people on Medicare are now choosing their coverage under Medicare Advantage plans.
Bloomberg reports the name of the president's executive order is Protecting Medicare from Socialist Destruction. I'm Ben Bradford for Marketplace.
Walmart, the biggest private employer in the country, is trying out some new healthcare services for its workers. It's leaning on technology to try to control costs and improve quality. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer joins me from Washington here. Nancy, the approach here is data-driven?
Yeah, Walmart is going to start using the data analytics company Embold Health. It crunches data from insurers and creates reports on doctors. Walmart says it'll use Embold to create a group of doctors who have what Walmart calls a track record of quality care. This will limit doctor choices for workers. If they go to a doctor not recommended by Embold, they'll pay more. Walmart will test this in just 3 states at first, and they'll use it to find doctors in 8 specialties.
So carefully tracking doctors, what other technology is Walmart going to try?
Well, it's going to start a voluntary program for some workers involving video chats with doctors, and that's for minor things like sore throats. They would also be assigned an online doctor to help manage chronic conditions.
So how much would this cost?
The video visits will only cost workers about $4. Walmart is adding a $35 copay for in-person doctor visits for its most popular plan. And the idea here is to use technology to improve care while also trying to save money.
All right, we'll see how it goes. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer in Washington. Thank you. All right, where are we with this stock market? I'm looking at U.S. stock index futures at the moment, up moderately this morning, up plus 0.4% for the S&P future. The S&P 500 is down 3.4% since the first of this month. This is only the dawn of October 3rd. London's FTSE is down 0.4%. The DAX index in Germany trading way down, minus 2.8% amid European economic concerns and Britain set to leave the EU at the end of the month, come what may, to use the British Prime Minister's phrase. Marketplace helps you stay sharp on crucial matters related to business, the economy, and money. And to help you do some numbers of your own, you can get your very own Marketplace Pencil Pack when you become a Marketplace investor today. It's a set of 6 pencils, each stamped with a favorite Marketplace quote, yours for a donation of just $5 a month. Support public service journalism and get your pencil pack today at marketplace.org. And thank you.
Hey there, I'm Bridget, co-host of Million Bazillion, Marketplace's podcast for kids about money. I want to tell you about our email newsletter course, Million Bazillion Academy. In this new and improved course, we'll help your kids learn about crypto, credit cards, and inflation in just 6 weeks. Each lesson comes with a podcast episode, a fun cartoon, discussion questions, and an activity that lets kids apply what they're learning in the real world. You can start at any time and work at your own pace. Sign up today at marketplace.org/academy.
Let's catch up with Marketplace's Jennifer Pak. She's our China correspondent who picked one Chinese industry in the country's southern manufacturing belt seen to be benefiting from a U.S.-China trade relationship the U.S. administration regards as unfair. The other day, shoe manufacturers. Yesterday, shoe parts. Today, those who get those shoes moving toward the U.S. market. Here's Jennifer.
Back in 1990, Darren Kwan, a Los Angeles native, got a tempting offer from his uncle in China. His sewing factory in Dongguan had 1,000 machines sitting idle, and he wanted Kwan to drum up orders for finished products. Kwan was nervous, but he said yes.
I was young, and I was up for the challenge, and ignorance sort of hides your fear and stupidity, I guess.
Kwan was a quick learner. He moved to Dongguan, and within a decade, the business was manufacturing 9 million items a year, stuff like t-shirts and soft toys, and exporting more than half of it to the U.S. Times were good, Kwan says. More and more factories were popping up in Dongguan.
That's how China expanded so quickly. This area was known for garments, shoes, furniture. There's certain areas where it just specializes in knitting socks.
Then, in 2008, the global financial crisis hit. Orders plummeted, even as manufacturing costs kept rising. And there were other challenges, says James Gao, a shoe business consultant in Dongguan.
Younger generation consumers, they look for more customized or personalized products, quicker delivery.
But he says they don't want to pay more. Gao advises businesses on how to minimize production costs through technology.
So one product we're working on costs...
His firm created an app to simplify the shoe design process. You scan in a pattern, and you can put it on a 3D model of, say, a boot or sneaker to see how it'll look.
Usually, materials at least 10 days to 14 days.
He says the app can get shoe designs done in days rather than weeks. One problem, though, a lot of low-end manufacturing has already left China as labor costs have risen. So Darren Kwan has had to pivot. He switched from manufacturing to importing goods for the Chinese market. Food from Brazil, sand from other parts of Asia. So I asked him, is China losing the manufacturing edge that served it well for decades?
No, they're making higher quality, more expensive items now.
Over the 70 years since the People's Republic was formed, reinvention has always been the cornerstone of China's prosperity. In Dongguan City, I'm Jennifer Pak for Marketplace.
And Netflix doesn't pay taxes in Italy because it has no physical presence there, only zeros and ones, streamed video data piped in from abroad. Reuters and a major Italian newspaper reporting Italian authorities now investigating Netflix for possible tax evasion. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
Hey there, I'm Bridget, co-host of Million Bazillion, Marketplace's podcast for kids about money. I want to tell you about our email newsletter course, Million Bazillion Academy. In this new and improved course, we'll help your kids learn about crypto, credit cards, and inflation in just 6 weeks. Each lesson comes with a podcast episode, a fun cartoon, discussion questions, and an activity that lets kids apply what they're learning in the real world. You can start at any time and work at your own pace. Sign up today at marketplace.org/academy.